Hello and welcome to Lifetime Uncorked, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love or hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Curran.
I am Tayshawn Farr.
Yeah.
She is Tayshawn Farr and Tayshawn Farr.
You know, usually Drew makes a song for our guests, but you made a song for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Self-sufficient.
Well, no, I did. I wrote it and I taught it to her.
Oh, beforehand.
Yeah, beforehand.
Wow.
No.
Welcome back. So glad you're here for Christmas time.
Thank you for Christmas. Having me.
Hey, so, John, how's Christmas?
Yeah.
How do you like Christmas?
Do you like Christmas?
What's your relationship with Christmas?
I love Christmas for all the bad reasons.
Yeah?
So I was the only child from my mom. And I was spoiled AF.
Whoa. Like,
that's not bad. That's not bad.
The one thing I remember about my childhood is that one Christmas, I went downstairs. I had to be like 7 or 8. And my mom wrapped all my presents in gold wrapping paper.
Ooh.
And I just like went through it. You ever see that scene in like The Great Gatsby where Daisy's throwing around the shirts? And she's like, all these shirts.
Uh-huh.
That was me at like 7.
just blasting through your presents with gold wrapping.
Blasting through my presents. Yeah, and I always had everything Barbie, everything. But I was never a child that asked for anything. So I wasn't like a brat kid.
Oh, so you
kid.
Just got it.
I just got it.
Damn.
That's
nice.
Like, ooh, gangster. Yeah. I was nice. A gangster kid. Yeah. I was a really good kid. Stayed out of trouble.
I was a gangster kid. But I did stay out of trouble.
Out of trouble.
Right. Like a good gangster.
Like a
nice one.
Like yeah. Robin Hood, you know?
Like a Robin Hood gangster.
Yeah.
Right. Got it. Wonderful. Well, you know, we're glad. We don't have any gold wrapping paper today. And there's none in this movie, unfortunately.
No.
But, you know. We'll get through it.
Yeah.
I think you'll be fine. Today, the movie we're talking about. It's a Lifetime movie, Drew.
Oh.
So you know how those go.
Yeah.
We have Forever Christmas or Always and Forever Christmas. I couldn't decide on a title because I've seen it listed multiple ways.
Yeah.
So, okay. You know, we'll see how that goes. It stars Lexi Lawson. She's new. I don't know her.
No.
I've never seen her in anything.
No.
POC.
POC. I was going to ask.
Yes.
Because I wasn't.
We also have Mark Ganami.
Mark Gamamamoush.
He's Lebanese. So that's a POC, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's passable white man.
Yeah.
So
it's very safe for Hallmark.
This is Lifetime.
That's what he meant.
Sorry.
I know what you mean.
Lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also starring, get ready, Drew, Beth Broderick,
what?
Sabrina's aunt.
Yeah.
We love her on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
One day we'll get her as a guest. I think she's attainable.
I think she's cool enough.
She's cool enough. She
that would
knows.
Be really
she's,
dope.
She'd be like, I want to be on that show and talk shit about all this stuff.
Yeah, she would do it, I think.
I think Beth
Broderick, or if you know Beth Broderick, have her hit me up at Patrick Miguel, okay?
Beth, just... help us out.
Come on, Beth.
Yeah.
Come on.
An endorsement from Beth goes a long way.
Yeah, and you don't even have to like, come to Chicago. You could just do it remotely.
Exactly.
That's the magic of podcasting.
That's true. Drew will figure it out.
I'll figure it out, man, and you'll sound great.
There you go.
Beth, you'll sound great, damn it.
Beth 2020.
Beth 2020. That's her thing. It's going to be our thing, guys.
All right, so we start off in the movie. We have Lucy. That's our protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
She eats avocado toast.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
she
yeah.
is from L.A.
Mm-hmm. L.A.
And she has a job in a business.
Business.
It's not clear what her job is. They don't talk about it. It doesn't matter.
It's business.
Yeah.
But at the top here, it's important to note that she is spewing exposition like hot lava out of a volcano.
Oh, I thought you... we're going to say she was just spewing.
Spewing. She had bad avocado toast. No, she's spewing exposition. And I actually wrote it out because I need you to understand like how intense it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to act my best. Whew, I wasn't prepared to act today.
Well,
you
just got to do it.
I'm leaving tomorrow. Oh, God, I'm nervous. I'm leaving tomorrow. 2 weeks back in my hometown in Vermont. I am sending my parents to Maui as a thank you. They really deserve it. They've been putting off their retirement for the past year running the family business. They finally found a buyer for the store. Technically, it's my store.
There it is.
Right
there it
is. The start.
I know.
Just dishing it out.
Mm-hmm. I already know.
So, you know, yeah. And I'm like, Vermont. I'm like writing this down. I'm like, should I write this in like a way that, you know, it's like in the narrative of my review? And I was like, no, I'm just going to quote it.
No, it just says
because they didn't have enough like couth to.
Yeah,
but
no,
that.
That's good. It's good like, to note that, but that was their the first.
That's her line. First line.
She puts it all up front that mm-hmm. the trip to Hawaii isn't for her.
So I take it we're in the city.
We're in LA.
Yeah. We're in
oh,
in LA.
Oh, yeah.
And she's talking to her boss, who is also a POC.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, which is good.
Great.
Yeah.
Pretty much everyone in this movie is.
Great. Yes.
Except for Beth. Beth is also a minority. Meaning, you'll see, Drew. You'll see.
Okay.
She's a minority of sorts. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's only one. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
So the store is called Forever Christmas. Forever Christmas is the title of the movie. Maybe I think always a Forever Christmas.
Yeah, that's how they tie it together. Because at first I was confused. Nothing about this movie made it Christmas forever.
Right.
That was the name of the store.
Okay. And it's a Christmas store that's open 24 hours
in Vermont.
Right.
24-hour Christmas
24
store.
24-hour, every day a week.
Yep.
Every day a month.
Yep.
Every year, the whole year?
Like a
year
Christmas 7-Eleven.
You are...
They don't have taquitos, but they they are open all the time.
They are.
They should probably consider selling taquitos.
You know, I think they would make a killing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they wouldn't have to close. But the parents are there. They're an interracial couple, which is very important to know because that would never happen on Hallmark.
A white
woman with a black man, never on Hallmark.
Nobody knows.
So many comments about Hallmark.
But. Right? Yikes.
I mean,
yikes. We'll get there. We're going to do a Hallmark as well.
Why not? Like, just God, look at the beauty that comes out of a mixed...
Well, and race. I kind of like the casting of the parents because I could see that they made the daughter.
Yeah, totally.
It's like kind of obvious, like, okay, like this is a mixed race child. And it wasn't like a thing of her like
right, it didn't,
being
it wasn't mentioned or wasn't.
See, that's,
they do a
business.
Good job in Lifetime just doing that. They're just like, this is just the fucking way it is.
Yeah, it's like, this is how people look and this is how people live. Like, it's not out of the ordinary that there's a couple in Vermont that's mixed. Uh-huh. With a mixed child.
Yeah, no one cares. And, also, she's not like, what race am I? I'm so confused, you know? Yeah. Like,
I feel like if
Hallmark had a biracial character, it would be, like, a struggle of
some
kind.
They would mention it. Yeah, they would, like, it would be a thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It would be part of the plot, and you're just like, no.
It'd be interesting. Wrong. Yeah, well, we don't have to deal with that. What is interesting is Lifetime kind of slut shames her right off the bat because her nickname from her parents is Lucy Goosey. And it's a term of endearment. The dad says it as a term of endearment, just casually offhand when they're talking on the phone. They're like, we're on our way to Maui. And like, have fun, Lucy Goosey. And I'm like, what they call her?
Jeez.
That is rude. And then she like comes back into the store.
Full of loose women.
Yes. And she has a flashback of her grandpa. And he's like, oh, you Lucy Goosey. And I'm like, he's calling her that too. Oh, that's creepy and weird.
But it doesn't turn that way.
So no, it doesn't get weird. But
so that was just your feeling from it.
Well, she's not like twerking like in the Christmas store. But, you know, if she did, I would have liked this movie better.
Right.
But yeah, her grandfather used to own the store, but he left it to her after he died.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
And also in the store, something to note, it's like very like ostentatious with Christmas stuff everywhere with no rhyme or reason. Uh-huh. And just like, it's a Christmas store, like deal with it. On the top level is the grandfather's apartment. He used to live in the store. So gotcha. Lucy will be staying in that apartment.
Oh,
it's important to note that.
Oh, yeah. I bet it is.
Because when she gets there, first of all, there's a guy named Randall. He's like the shop helper. Mm-hmm. He's a POC as well.
Yeah.
The store has no Wi-Fi, no computer, no credit card machine. They have a credit card, like old-timey swiper, you know, with the carbon paper.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
which is
no.
kind of fraudulent.
Yeah, it is fraudulent. Some PCI compliance there. We got some issues going on.
It's definitely not PCI compliant.
Someone calls sanctions.
Yes. So, you know, they're a little bit behind, but Lucy's just like, oh, the memories. And she goes upstairs. She's like putting her stuff down. And I think a window flies open. And she's like, oh.
let me close this window.
What's happening? Yes. And she's like looking at a picture of her grandpa. So you think it's like a ghost story happening here?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got excited about it.
Right. And then
you're excited about it.
But no, you'd be wrong because she turns around from closing the window and Beth Broderick's standing there just like, hello.
Hi.
What? And, so it is a horror,
right? And well, she does get scared of Beth Broderick, and she's like, ah! She's like, I'm sorry to have frightened you. I'm here to help with the store. And she's like, that's weird. My parents didn't tell me that someone was going to be helping. And she's like, don't worry about it. Mm. She's like, how'd you get in here? I'm the only one with the key to the top like room. She's like, oh, it was open. Don't worry. No big deal. Yeah. I have cookies. Do you want cookies?
Super creepy. Like,
this is the last thing I want from you, lady.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't want cookies from you.
And I'm like, bitch, is this Christmas magic happening right now? I think it is. I think it is.
I feel like
she
it is.
She scared me every single scene.
Yes.
Beth
because
is kind of, she can be scary.
She can be very scary.
She's a good actress. And she can be fucking scary, man.
She also points at a fireplace and it starts. And Lucy's like, that fireplace hasn't worked in years. And she's like, I don't know. It's working now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at that moment.
So she's a witch.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is totally Sabrina.
Oh, she's a
Christmas
witch.
I looked over to my white boyfriend and I was like, she needs to listen to her black half and get the hell out of there. Like,
yes.
Like, absolutely not. You know that fireplace didn't work. It's just lit up all of the girl, yep. Leave. Leave.
Lucy. Mm-hmm.
Lucy.
Listen. Dig into your brain.
Yeah.
Listen to that black half,
yes.
Of you.
Yes.
And
run. Leave.
What's
run.
Interesting is, Lucy gave us all this exposition at the top, right? Beth Broderick gives us very little.
Nothing.
Here's what she says. Mm-hmm. I'll say it in my Beth Broderick voice. Yeah. So very fancy and classy and wonderful. Uh-huh. Beth Broderick 2020.
2020.
I've been waiting to visit this store for quite a while. I have some friends back home who talk about this store all the time. I'm from a little town back up north in the middle of nowhere. My husband, oh, he's so busy this time of year. It's just the perfect opportunity for me to get away. That's what she says.
Whoa. So it's like, that's almost like anti-disposition.
Right? Yeah.
Mm. Very vague. It's like, you know, when you're a drug dealer, but like you say you're like a pharmacist.
Yeah.
It was very much
or
all.
Or you say, I work in ... pharmacy.
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
With that same look that you just gave me.
Yes. And Lucy is kind of like suspicious. She's suspicious about this too. She's like,
she
what?
Just fucking made a fire happen with her hands.
She's like, what does your husband do? Where do you live?
Also, how the fuck did you just make a fire happen? And how did you do that and show me how to do that?
And Beth Brad is like, my husband, he works in imports and exports. You don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, I'm thinking drug dealer.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yep. So the next day, Lucy goes.
My mind went through human trafficking immediately, but that's
sure.
My brain.
Very dark. Yeah. Very dark.
Very dark.
So the next day, Lucy goes to the local cafe to use their Wi-Fi. And she's like, I'm going to like get up in this cafe, get my Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And the guy comes over. This guy, his name's Scott in the movie. He always has a pot of coffee in his hand. Yeah. No matter what he's doing.
A pot?
A pot of coffee.
A whole pot.
You know, like those like, you know, you're at a family function and they're making coffee after you dessert. One of those.
Oh, okay. Like a French press?
No, no. Like a pot of coffee.
A whole pot of coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And he's like pouring her up. And he's like, oh, you're trying to use the Wi-Fi? You have to buy something first.
Oh, he works at the coffee shop. Got it.
And she's like, I'll just have coffee. And he's like, coffee's free here. She's like, I'll have one poached egg. It's like, okay.
Coffee's free here?
Yeah, I guess
so. It's Vermont.
No, Vermont wouldn't have free coffee.
And she's like, yeah. She's like, I don't like your attitude. Can I talk to the manager? And he's like, okay. He's like, what do you need? I'm the manager. You know?
That's me.
One of those. It's like one of those like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Ugh, you're so frustrating, but you're so sexy.
Well, it's like the one that, where it was like, I want to talk to the mayor, and he is the mayor,
right?
Also.
Yes, totally.
Yeah, it was like annoying, like, and bitchy, and then like flirty, and then it was confusing about what that relationship was about to be. I thought he's just like a snippy waiter, and then he's like, oh, I own the place, and then he's like, oh, it'll be so sad if I don't get to see you again.
Yeah.
like
he goes through a whole journey in that 2-second scene.
Just a lot of negging. And
yes. And he's like, the password for the Wi-Fi is password.
Yeah.
And just like a final little jab. And she's like, ah, fuck myself, right? So she tells
Okay, fuck me, right? Okay. Yeah, password.
She tells him her plan. She's like, I like own the Christmas store, and I'm going to turn it into an athleisure store. I'm going to sell it to an athleisure company.
An athleisure
company. Do you know what athleisure is?
I think I do.
Like a
It's basically
lemon?
What I'm wearing right now.
Oh.
Leggings, yeah. Tank top, yeah. Hoodies.
Boom. Yeah. And they're, but you're not like
I'm not working it. Out. I'm just leisurely lounging, recording a podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
You
okay.
know?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah.
that's what it And it would
I
be like,
get into that.
My leggings are $200. My tank top is $100. And my hoodie is, you know.
$1,000.
Priceless.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at the register, instead of like gum, it's like, oh, press juice, $65.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Oh, it's true. Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I won a tank top from Lululemon one time. And that
you won one?
Like I won one from my yoga studio. Uh-huh. And I went in there and I was like, I would never buy anything here.
Was
never.
It like at least nice?
It was nice, but I bought a large and I shouldn't have because I was like, oh, I want it to be flowy top.
Can I be?
But
can I
be, it just looks really big.
Super honest with you guys.
What?
I thought Lululemon was a cartoon character.
Nope, that is an athleisure store. But a great cartoon character.
That would be a good.
Oh, that is so cute, Drew.
I thought it was like maybe some Disney Channel cartoon character.
It's an athleisure store.
Yeah. Okay.
It's an athleisure store.
Okay, Lululemon.
Maybe they'll be a sponsor after they hear the great things we've said about them.
Oh my God. Can Drew wear Lululemon?
Even after we said we're not into it. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll
be like,
season.
I'm Lululemon. Squeeze me.
Please don't say squeeze me, right. Lululemon leggings.
No, just don't please. Don't say it. You'll regret it. So Beth Broderick helps Lucy
make juice out of me.
Okay. Oh, not the juices.
Yes.
Lululemons make lemonade. Lululemonade.
So okay, Beth Broderick is helping Lucy pick out gifts for customers because, like, Lucy kind of just keeps passing things off to Beth. She's like, you got this, right? I don't want to deal with the customers. I'm just here to, like, run the business. Mm-hmm. And we get a little Christmas magic happening because whenever she's helping a customer, she's, like, walking around the store. She hears, like, a little jingle bell.
Yeah, a little jingle bell. Okay.
But it's only in her head. And it's when she finds the right present for the right person.
Ooh.
Okay.
Love it.
And Beth Broderick's like, follow your instincts, follow your gut.
I'm in.
Your grandpa had a gift and you have the gift. And she's like, I don't. I just heard a bell. Did you hear that bell? That's so weird. here's your present. She's like denying the whole thing and like acting like it doesn't matter. You know?
She just
but she's also very
someone,
weirded out.
She just watched somebody meant like with their mind create a fire.
Yes. She did.
Out of nothing.
She sure did.
She ignored it.
This is not something to ignore.
But she's kind of getting a little weirded out, and she's like, I got to go get fresh air.
Yeah, like, she's, like, kind of like, hey, this is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's
she
not
knows.
Completely,
yeah.
like, out of it and, like.
Good. She's you should not, fucking like, feel that way.
Yeah, she's not, like, a goofy hoe.
No.
She's just kind of like, oh, that's weird and, like. I don't know. I feel like she gets pushed around by Carol a lot. And I'm just like, Carol, you seasonal worker. You go help
yes.
find this damn gift.
Right?
I'm making a social media account.
I'm trying to get us followers, bitch.
Yes. Yeah. And she does like do a social media thing. And she also is building a website on Wix.
Yeah. Yeah. A little Wix.
Promotion there.
Okay.
And they show like they do like a whole demo of how to build a website on Wix.
I mean,
like
you
in
know
the
what?
Middle of the movie.
I did for my band, The Limbos.
There you
That's
go.
Our website is built on Wix.
Hashtag ad.
Yeah.
But no, not hashtag.
But also ad. Squarespace for Universe Head Party. Anyway.
Right. Anyway. And I use WordPress. So whatever. Any of those can sponsor us. It's fine.
Whatever. We all use all of them.
Yeah.
Yes. So she ends up at a Christmas tree lighting because she goes to get fresh air. And the interesting thing about this Christmas tree lighting is they're singing the 12 days of Christmas, but only one part at a time.
What?
So it's like, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. And then that's it.
That's all.
And they stop.
And Scott gets on a ladder and he puts a partridge in a pear tree ornament on the tree.
Okay. Yeah.
Sponsored by Forever Christmas. They're providing the ornaments.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to do that every day until Christmas. Kind of like this podcast is releasing every day until Christmas, except way worse because they all have to go to a Christmas tree and like stand around in the cold
and sing part of a
line.
Song.
Sing one line.
Yeah.
They were also happy to do it, I thought.
They loved it. And they were like, see you in the next 12 days, bitches. This is terrible.
But what you don't see is they all just like, it's an excuse. All of them just get fucking wasted after. They're like, okay.
Oh, sure.
This is what we do
sure.
before we all just get slammed at the bar later.
Yeah. So Lucy and Scott like reconnect and he walks her home and she's like going to go to the key to the place, but she can't do it. And there's a trick to it. And the grandpa showed Scott how to do it.
Yeah.
So he goes to take the keys from her and he touches her hand and she hears the same jingle bell in her head.
Ooh.
Okay. Wait, the grandpa?
No, the grandpa showed Scott how to do the door.
Unlock the door. You know, gotcha, they have gotcha. To like.
So he's like, let me do it.
Mm-hmm. Why
and then they
touch. The grandpa do that?
And she hears the dingle jangs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
she feels it too.
Yeah, she feels it.
She feels a little jingle.
Feels it somewhere.
Ooh, girl.
So we have Beth Broderick kind of like meddling with all of Lucy's life pretty much. Uh-huh. She is coaching her at the store with the customers, but she's also setting it up so her and Scott have a romantic date. She like plans a business meeting but then doesn't show up. And it's like in the most romantic restaurant in town. And Scott and Lucy are there. And she's like, oh, I had to cancel last minute. So they're stuck talking to each other.
Okay.
And like, this is weird. Like, what do we do? But it's an opportunity for us to hear like more backstory about them and see them like make a connection.
And this is with Scott.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
What that backstory is, I couldn't really tell you because I don't care.
I don't know at all.
No, something.
I mean, they're both really cute.
Yes, exactly. Like, they're great. But I think it's like his brother is like estranged.
Sure.
Because here, I'll tell you why. This comes in later, but I'll tell you now.
Because he's a serial killer.
No.
Okay.
When they were kids,
I wish.
Scott's brother threw his favorite toy over the Grand Canyon cliff.
When they were kids?
Yeah. They went to the Grand Canyon and he threw his favorite toy over a cliff.
I mean,
so he's mad at you later? His brother littered when he was a kid?
Yeah. And he killed someone because if you throw something off a cliff and it hits someone from that high.
Yeah, someone died from it.
Someone was like riding up the Grand Canyon on a donkey and they died. And then a donkey died too.
Yeah, a donkey.
Which is more tragic.
Wait, over a cliff.
So did Scott throw the toy or did his brother?
The brother.
Okay.
The brother threw the toy.
So his brother threw a G.I. Joe, killed a person.
We don't know what
donkey.
The toy is, but but it'll come back.
All I want to say is like that's a huge red flag. If you're with someone and they're like, I don't talk to my brother because he threw a toy over the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, no, like, I would be like, are you fucking serious?
No, they're gonna what kill else? You. They're gonna fucking
and
murder
then,
you.
And then he tried to kill you? Is that the next thing?
Because right.
otherwise like
that
you're
guy's
a kid.
Gonna skin you alive, sis. Move on.
Your brothers, that's what you do with the
right.
With siblings, so, you just do shit to each other.
They toast to small town magic and they're having a romantic evening. They stop by a real life nativity, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that was really
very stupid.
Yeah.
Lucy is
that's not very Lifetime.
She's in the best mood ever. She's like singing like jingle bells, like running around town singing jingle bells the next day. She comes into the store and
as
Scott's
one does
like,
after a great night.
Why
guy.
Are you in such a good mood? She's like, I'm not. I'm just having a great time.
I'm just having a great time. And ding, ding, ding-a-ling, ding, old ding-a-lang, ding.
Yes. And then a very soulful version of Joy to the World plays while she shows him her Wix website.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, get it. Get
and
it
is
in
this
there.
The point where he's like, I don't know why you're making a website.
Right.
You're going to close the store, sis. Like, there's a lot of challenge with that. That might have been, like, the most, like, give and take of, like, should I be making a website or an Instagram?
Right.
You're going to close the store.
It doesn't make sense.
It was very weird.
So the idea is to close the store.
Yeah. She wants to close it.
She's not trying to, like, save it or
anything. She wants to sell it for the athleisure.
Well, look, if you... I mean, you got to make a good website to sell.
She's trying to get rid
of
all the
everything.
Inventory. Yes, also. Okay.
Which, I mean, like, I get, but everybody was, like, so anti of her making a website.
Mm-hmm.
And then any time she wanted to do something that was pro-store, they were all like, yeah,
which is
do
weird
it.
If they're sponsored by Wix.
Right. Well, and I think he even asked, like, what's a website? And she's like, oh, a website is, you know.
I mean, I know it's Vermont.
It was
like,
it
come
was nuts.
On.
So the Christmas snowball happens. That's not a snowball fight. It's a ball
it's
that's
a ball.
Called the snowball.
Sure.
And Lucy's dressed in a very sparkly dress that Beth Broderick gets her and forces her to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, nothing problematic there.
No.
And everyone in the whole at the ball is like, oh, you're closing the store. I'm so sad about that. I wish you wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, they just keep coming up to her, and she's like, I'm sorry.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Everybody.
I'm sorry.
It's just not sustainable because it's a 24-hour.
Right. A 24-hour Christmas store doesn't really make sense as a business model.
Your grandpa was so great, and it's unclear, like, how long ago he passed. Like,
right.
What is going on here?
I don't know. And there's a raffle that happens with Christmas ornaments, and it's stupid, and it's a subplot to get Randall together with the mail woman.
Which I thought the ornament thing was actually really cute.
Yeah.
We should do a friend one, but all really drunk.
Yes.
I thought it was...
Basically, you have an ornament, and then they raffle off prizes.
Okay.
Based on the ornament number you have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just a plot device to bring those two characters together, so you have a nice little B storyline wrapped up.
Yeah.
Then
I mean, I'm good for Randall. Good.
Right. And and he had a crush on her. She would bring the mail, and he would be like,
awesome.
But like, Randall was loyal. Don't sleep on Randall.
No.
Don't come for him.
Mm-hmm.
No.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. He's making that post lady very happy.
He looks like a good boy. Actually, is this?
He's pretty cute. I liked Randall.
Am I? I want to say that this dude.
Yeah.
It was in Hook. He was.
Oh,
he looks.
You think he's guy?
He looks like Rufio.
Yeah, maybe he is. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I guess I have the internet.
I think he might be too young to be Rufio.
Yeah, he looks like an eighth grade boy.
But he does very much look like that guy.
So after the ball, they walk each other home, and there's mistletoe, and they decidedly do not kiss. She's like, look, mistletoe. And then he's like, okay, are we going to do this? And she's like, bye. Really nice night.
Yeah,
bye.
No, that's weird.
I know, but it's a romantic comedy. I'm like, kiss under the mistletoe.
Hell right, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
They were being really on Lifetime, and I was just
It was very strange. Man. It was very strange. And we'll get to it, but I don't know that gets resolved.
I think that's fine. I think it's fine.
I think it's not fine.
I think mistletoe is weird, and kissing under mistletoe is a weird thing.
Well... Because
we're like, oh, I guess we have to kiss no matter what. Mm. No matter fucking what.
That's true. All right. So the brother shows up. I don't know. This part's stupid. There's a pudding toss or something. I don't even know what that is. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what that is at all.
What do you think a pudding toss would be?
We don't really see it, but Scott and Lucy win. And
I feel like I don't know what it is, but it sounds really naughty.
So a pudding toss is when so you have these little mini trebuchets.
Is this real?
Yeah, you have these little like these small trebuchets with a little kind of cup in it, and you and you put pudding in it, and then you click the thing and it throws the pudding
Okay.
A pudding toss sounds like something that happens at an Atlanta strip club.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's a baby pool full of pudding.
I know is a pudding toss has trebuchets involved.
Okay. So the owner for the athleisure company shows up, and he has all the paperwork to sign. He's telling Lucy about, you know, how when he stopped believing in Christmas, or doesn't believe in Christmas magic. He was 7.
Oh my God.
And didn't get what he wanted for Christmas.
It was so sad.
I know.
What a bunch of little bitches.
I know. And he's like, I didn't get what I wanted. And ever since then, Christmas, who cares? I don't even celebrate Christmas. I don't care.
Fuck you.
You know?
Fuck you.
Yeah, but like,
it was
super weird how aggressive he was about Christmas.
He was very aggressively like the owner of the athleisure place.
Yeah. Okay.
But he wasn't like a dick. Like, I don't think he was like necessarily like the worst person.
No,
I'm not saying he's a dick. I'm saying you're a little bitch.
He was just like, yeah, sign these papers. I hate Christmas because I never got that toy.
Yeah, he really lays that on. And he's not an athleisure, which was a missed opportunity.
I would fucking break my eyeball muscles rolling my eyes if someone fucking said that shit.
But Lucy's like listening to him, and she's like, okay, and she goes to sign the paperwork, but Beth Broderick shows up again, and she's like, I don't like this man. And she does her witchy magic, and the window opens and blows the papers all over the place. She like looks at him and makes him spill his coffee because he tripped on something, air quotes.
Yeah, she's a witch, dude.
Yeah, and then she like, doesn't she make him eat the cookies? She's like, cookies?
Yeah. And he's like, these cookies are great. And she's hoping that Lucy won't sign the paperwork, but she does, of course. And he's like, I'm going to put these in my briefcase because something weird is going on.
Lucy doesn't know she's doing this.
No,
well, she doesn't know she's there.
She doesn't know.
Like, making magic.
She sees her there, but she doesn't know she's doing it.
Oh, gotcha,
yeah, she's
gotcha.
Still ignoring the fact that Carol's a witch.
That she's a
yes.
witch.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's the store's final day, and the final customer is Matt, the brother. He shows up to town, and he comes to get a present for his brother because he threw the present off the thing.
And, does he do this like every year? He's like, brother.
They haven't seen each other since they were 7. You know?
We all had really interesting Christmases after that moment.
Yeah. After that moment when we were 7 gone. And we were at the Grand Canyon, I never talked to him again.
Right. But Lucy's like, I'll give it a shot. She walks around the store. She hears a little jingle bell, and it's one of those like camera things where you like pull the lever and the wheel turns.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those.
I don't know what that's called.
Me neither.
I used to love those things. Why can't I think of the name of that thing?
It's the camera with the wheel and you pull the lever thing. You know?
Oh my God.
Like a kaleidoscope.
Anyone listening to this right now is like screaming what it is.
I don't know what it is.
Sorry.
Sorry. People. I'm a kid. I don't know.
Right. There's no way. There's no way.
Matt, hey, you know what? Call the number that we have. We have a Christmas phone line.
Yeah. 872-267-4117.
If you know the thing, just yell it.
Let us know.
Yell at
it. Yell it and leave a voicemail.
Let it loose.
So Beth Broderick is back at it again. She keeps the owner in town because he has the paperwork signed. He's leaving. She makes his car break down right in front of the store, and he has to come inside to ask for help. And she's like, while you're here, Lucy can help you find a present. He's like, I don't need a present. I don't care about Christmas. She's like, well, you're going to care.
You're going to care, dude.
So Lucy walks him around. Mm-hmm. And now I need you to guess what the present is that he didn't get when he was 7. I guess 7's a popular age in this movie. What did he get? Or what did he want?
He's 7. Was he at 7? What he wanted was he wanted a Ninja Turtle.
Okay.
You wanted a Michelangelo
Ninja Turtle.
Perfect.
And he didn't get that.
Right. Good guess. Yeah. Good guess. That's appropriate. Mm-hmm. Lucy pulls off the shelf an alive puppy.
Yep.
A puppy that is alive.
An animal.
That is just on the shelf.
A live animal.
A shelf dog.
And he's like, oh my God, this is the exact breed and size of dog that I wanted when I was a kid. How did you ever know? No question about how did a dog just come off of a
shelf?
How the
fuck?
And you just keep dogs on the shelf?
You're still mad at Christmas because you didn't get a fucking puppy?
Yeah.
Yeah, like what type of fucking asshole?
What a piece of shit.
All that responsibility on his parents?
Yes.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have been able to take care of it anyway.
Shelf dog is where I kind of got lost again. I was like, wait, what?
It was very bizarre. I thought it was a stuffed animal at first, and I'm like, that's cute. And then it started moving. I'm like, ooh, I don't know. I don't
like
this.
That would have been way cooler if she pulled off like an old ass, like from the 80s, a Ninja Turtle.
Sure.
Like old Michelangelo Ninja Turtle thing. In the package still, like new.
It would have made sense. That would have...
God,
yes,
that would have been way cooler.
Look at Shelf Dog, and like, he's living his best life. He's just so happy,
totally,
and fulfilled with his fucking dog that he could have got himself. He looks pretty wealthy.
Yeah,
like
he could have just got a fucking dog.
Yeah.
So exactly. So the whole town shows up. There's Christmas caroling, Silent Night outside, very terribly, and they're saying goodbye to the store, and they're saying goodbye to Lucy.
Okay.
And, of course, Scott is there in the front, and he's like, I brought everyone here. And she's like, this is the whole town. He's like, I know. Everyone really likes the store. And they think you're fine.
And you're cool.
And they think you're great.
You're cool.
You're right.
She's like, thank you for the best Christmas ever. I could have never asked for anything that's amazing. And the owner comes with the dog, and he's like, you know what? Sales off. This town's great. You keep the store.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of resolved
himself. Got him a puppy.
And then the movie ends. And I have to ask you, Tayshaun, I don't know. Did they kiss in the end? I don't think they did.
So the movie doesn't really end. It kind of like gets foggy, and I don't know. They go to like a Preparation H commercial or something, and then they come back, and it's like, oh, how was LA? And Scott's all like, it's hot there. It's 73 degrees. It was crazy. And then, like, they have this, like, other life in LA where he, like, I guess owns a restaurant.
I totally missed this ending.
Yeah. Is it like skips to that? Or like
it kind of just
I think
like
a commercial happened and my DVR must have cut off.
I think.
Oh.
Yeah, it was super weird. So they come back from LA. So she decides she's gonna. It's unclear if she's staying in Vermont. But then like he talks about how he's been making a lot of avocado toast in the restaurant. But like they just got back from LA. So like I think they decided to just be bi-coastal and. Okay. Live their life, but then like she's showing off her engagement ring.
Hemorrhoids,
right? Yeah,
I think everybody has hemorrhoids in this movie. I think I got one from watching this movie.
Yeah,
from all the tension.
Everyone has some range of hemorrhoid at some point.
Right. Wow. Okay.
Hemorrhoids are fluid.
So
hemorrhoids are fluid.
That's how it ends, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're engaged at the end. I think there may have been just a little kiss, like a. Oh, honey, like...
Like, I'm home.
It seemed like the actors didn't necessarily like each other.
Yeah, like, it wasn't all the way there.
Yeah, I didn't see the kiss, but I, from what you're describing, I would think
kinda
that's
kind of
right.
Just like a peck of just like,
yeah, I'm
oh,
home.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, I'm home. Oh, you guys are
I
here.
I saw you earlier.
Yikes.
Like, yeah. Nothing.
Okay, interesting that I missed the whole half end of the movie. Huh. But what a cool experience to have it explained to me.
Sounds like you didn't miss.
The avocado toast really. Is a very important thing because I was wondering if that was going to come back. And it didn't in my version, but it did. In Tayshaun's version.
Okay, yeah.
So on the podcast, we either pour it up or put a cork in it. What are you going to do to this movie?
Oh, I'm corking this movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This was a no.
There you go.
Yeah.
Drew?
This is hard. This is very hard for me.
I know.
This is like the hardest decision I've ever had to make.
Right.
Ever in my life.
Because there's Christmas magic going on.
There's
so much
actual
magic
happening in it.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, actual magic in a Christmas movie.
Right.
It gets an auto pour up.
Yes.
But there's no, like, you'd never. This is all the shit that was going through my head with Beth. With Beth. Is that, like, she's a fucking witch. She's actually, like, her grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And she would reveal that. And you're like, I'm your grandma. And also, you're a witch, too. And
your name's Sabrina.
And your name is Sabrina.
Oh.
Like that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh,
that'd
that's
be great.
Cool. That's fun.
I forgot to
Here
tell
we go.
You about the kiss at the end of the movie. She reads a letter from Carol, and she's like, oh, I left for the season, but, like, I'll always be with you, if that helps
See,
you
that's
figure
what
out
I'm
more
saying, what, right, like,
who Carol is.
Yes.
Yeah, it's her grandma.
No.
It's gotta be.
Drew, no, you missed all the clues? She's Mrs. Claus. Hello. Drew's brain just like broke.
Drew for real thought
yeah,
she's a
Drew,
witch. It was Mrs. Claus was, the whole time.
The whole Sabrina thing threw him off. He was thinking witch, but I'm Mrs. Not. Claus the whole way.
When they kiss,
there's no.
The trains go off in the store.
Yes, of course. And then,
and the
you know.
The lights flicker.
You see a sleigh riding across the moon, probably. I mean, I didn't see it, but that's what I would want.
She doesn't get any sleds.
Oh, she can't ride in the sleigh.
Like,
she's a woman.
Yeah, she's a woman.
So, I forgot. Are they saying her grandpa? Wait, no.
No, they're saying Beth Broderick is Mrs. Claus, and she was in town to help her.
Maybe her, like, grandpa was Mrs.
Like
Claus's side piece.
From nowhere. Yeah. From in the middle of nowhere. Oh,
yeah.
Middle of nowhere. Fuck. My husband's always busy around this season.
Yep.
He does imports and exports. I think her grandpa was Mrs. Claus's side piece.
I think that's right.
And she was just looking out.
Right.
She was like, you know what?
She was having an affair with her grandma.
Right?
And like,
she gave him that little magic somehow.
Yeah, she fucked magic
so
into him.
So for that open interpretation, I'm going to pour that up for sure. I think that's amazing. And since it is Beth Broderick 2020, I have to pour it up for Mrs. Claus coming into a movie so early in the season.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, I love Mrs. Claus, and I like when it's, like, implied.
Yeah.
It might have been a little too implied.
I guess, I don't know. There was a lot there, but I'm pouring it up. I got to pour it up.
Well, there you go.
There's magic in it. I have to automatically pour it up.
Right.
But I don't like her reaction to not.
Yeah.
But I guess, yeah, Mrs. Claus, I guess, is magic too. Why not?
She's magic. Why not?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
All right. That wraps up our conversation about forever Christmas, always Christmas, whatever.
She definitely fucked magic into her grandpa, though.
Right. Yes. Yeah. All right. There was an affair. Let's do a Candace.
Yeah.
Candace Camembert, drinking rosé, eating creme brulee, can't share with me. Candace Camembert, yeah. What you say? Candace Camembert.
Okay, what you say, Candace Camembert?
God damn it, Candace, what did you say?
So Candace,
oh, no.
You know,
Oh no, what did you say, Candace?
Well, I don't really know. Let's pull up a clippy of her.
Yeah, we're doing this like, we're like.
Oh, we really are. Mm-hmm. All right, so here we go. Oh boy.
See, this is.
There. In case you missed my post on Friday, I'm very happy to announce that I will be working with the Salvation Army again this year. I know that you know Salvation Army does so much good during the holidays, but the need doesn't stop there. So I will be working with them throughout the entire year, and you can learn more if you swipe up here about what Salvation Army does right in your neighborhood.
Okay.
All right.
You know what? Hey, first of all,
yes.
Thank you, Candace, for doing that. It's a charity. It's a good charity. Maybe. Actually, well, I don't know that.
So
don't quote me on that. But,
right. Continue.
But,
yeah. Continue. I have thoughts.
What I also say is, Candace, be careful. And like, you're telling Santa Claus that he's not doing a good enough job and only doing it certain time of year. I'm gonna do it all fucking year. Santa Claus only does it during fucking Christmas. But me, I'm going to do it all year.
Okay. Yeah.
You slacking motherfucking.
Well, you know, she's using her platform to get people to donate to a charity, which is great.
Sure.
Yeah. In the past, the Salvation Army has a bad reputation with LGBTQ people.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
I saw that and I was like, it was like 8 in the morning on like a Saturday where I should have been sleeping. And instead I was like researching the Salvation Army like, why? What happened? So I went back and looked. An Australian Salvation Army. Hey to our Australian listeners.
What up, Australia?
An Australian.
We have like 20.
We do. Somewhere in Australia, there was a Salvation Army, and they had a post on a website, on like a blog, like comment section type of thing, that somebody posted that gays should be killed. But, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So then that got released to the press, and it became Salvation Army Hates Gays.
Oh,
so it wasn't
that's
necessarily the Salvation Army that was having the issue with gays. I mean, they are a conservative,
some troll fucking
they are
asshole
a social conservative, like focus on the family type of organization. However, they were like, we do not stand by this. But the reputation of them got tainted by that.
Yeah,
to the point
yeah.
where all gays that I know are like, ooh, Salvation Army, don't give to them. But actually, that's not true. So I'm going to say, if you are so inclined to give to any organization during the holidays, that's even the Salvation Army, that's fine.
Like, that's great.
And
that's
they
great
actually
information.
I went on their website, the Salvation Army America, because you know Australia, you island of criminals. But I checked the America website and they had a whole page. Like at the top, they have like little tabs and they were like LGBTQ and they're like, this is how we support the community. And we take in trans people that have been kicked out of their homes and they stay at Salvation Army like during the holidays, you know, and we give them meals or whatever. Nice. So
not true.
So they're doing the work and it's not true.
So that's fake
bad
news.
Bad press
and fake
Thank
news.
Thank you for clearing that up. I never knew that because like you said, all of my gay friends are always like, not Salvation Army.
But I mean, like, whatever their like affiliation with like religion wise, who cares? They actually like the things that they do
exactly.
are good.
Exactly. Yeah. And
so
that's always the thing that I come at with like any type of religious thing.
Right,
I'm like,
yeah.
as long as you are supporting the good for everyone, then I am all about you. But if you are like, I am only helping the Mormon people who sleep with people, then we're doing that.
Yeah.
You know, not to say Mormons are bad, but they don't drink soda.
Why? Or coffee.
Or coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I can't be a part of that.
It's a cult.
It is
absolutely a cult.
But yeah, so it is the holiday season. I just want to make that clear to everyone, and you should donate.
Donate to the
Human Rights Campaign.
I know you're listening to this, Candace Cameron-Bure. I think she does.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Her assistant, at least.
At least her assistant does. Be careful on associating yourself. This is just advice, not talking shit. Just be careful, Candace, on associating yourself. That is kind of has a tainted, even though it is fake news, it's still kind of tainted towards not liking the gays. I know you've gotten bad rap
for
on
her
that.
Brand. I mean, you know, Candace is also a person who falls into the same thing with the Salvation Army. She said one thing once and she's ruined forever with the gays.
That's a thing.
It's just like one of those things, like, don't say yes to everything.
don't say yes to everything.
And just like stay true to yourself, to your own brand. I don't think it's like, I don't understand when people like hate so much that like they want to exclude people. I'm like, what does it do for anybody if we exclude, you know, gay or black and brown people from society? Mm-hmm.
Gives you less likes, man. That's
that is true.
Gives you less likes when you do that.
And at the end of the day, we're all here for the likes.
Fucking cred.
Yep.
There you go. At Patrick McGow.
What does kids call it these days?
Yes. I don't know. All right. So, yay, we did it. Okay, how do we end this thing? We do, what's it called?
I forgot.
Oh, pluggy time. Whoa. Uh-oh. I think my wine and my nitro are mixing together.
Yeah. This is the sweet spot.
Sweet spot. So the next few episodes are going to be amazing. All right. Do you have anything you would like to plug in the pluggy time, Tayshaun?
I'm trying to think, since we're talking about like charity and donating things, like I know a lot of us aren't super rich, but you can totally donate your time to things that you love. Like my boyfriend, Tyler Davis, what's up, baby? He does volunteer for the crisis text line, and they're always looking for volunteers. And like you just chill at home from your computer and you just help people.
Yeah, you just talk to people and be like, hey, man, what's up?
What's up? You're like,
What is up? What's going on? I'm hearing you. I'm listening to you.
Wow. Yeah. That's great.
It's super dope. He's been doing it for about 2 years. It's very fulfilling. Mm-hmm. But it takes, 2 hours of his Monday nights?
Right. Yeah. What's it called?
It is called Crisis Text Line.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And it's just if you're feeling like... Mm-hmm. You don't want to live anymore or something?
Holidays are just tough.
They're tough. You can get, I don't know the number offhand, but you can look it up.
Right.
Like, just look it up instead. Just real quick look up. Boom.
Okay.
Maybe talk to Tyler. He's really good at talking to you, man.
There you go.
Listens.
Yeah.
Not even talking. He's good. It's listeners. Bunch of good listeners.
Jared, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, you can find me at Drupa with Pants.
Wow, really feels hollow after that pitch, right?
Yeah, sorry.
No, I'm totally going to plug all my stuff. I don't have any charities that I like, really.
Well, that's fine. What about a shoulder surgery charity?
Yeah, don't break your shoulders.
Don't
break your shoulders. You can listen to my band, The Limbos, on all the places that you can listen to stuff. Also, hey, call our Christmas number.
872-267-4117.
That's it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. You can follow me on Instagram if you like food and cat pictures and all my traveling adventures at Chorus Cutie. Yep.
There you go.
Two T's and Cutie.
Very good Instagram. Yep. Just saying. Thank you for being here.
Of course.
Oh, and thank you, listeners, for checking back in with Lifetime on Court. We always cheese, so you don't have to, but if you do, we'd love to hear from you. You can follow me at Patrick Gell or the podcast at Lifetime on Court. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Okay.
Do it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.